Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right, let's listen to more from Sirianni yesterday because John asked him about the postseason as it relates to the regular season. Here's Sirianni yesterday.
What's the biggest difference in postseason play compared to regular season play?
You know, again, we're going to try to treat everything the exact same way as far as our preparation. But there's, you know, there's a couple more cameras out there. There's a little bit more, you know, there's going to be more media in our press conferences this week. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit more people on the sideline, a couple more former players on the sideline that, you know, are doing the broadcasting and all the media. And so, again, our job as players and as coaches is to try to keep it as normal as possible. Like, you know, I would compare it to this. Like, you try to keep the same routine, right? And so a basketball player is taught, you know, you get up to the free throw line, and you take a dribble, you breathe in and out, and then you shoot. Right? That was my routine, you know. And everybody has their own routine. Some guys are 4 dribbles, and some guys are 2 dribbles and a spin.
You were 1 dribble. That's it.
I wanted to shoot. I wanted
what,
to roll.
So what's your percentage? What's your free throw percentage?
Not as good as mine.
I was a good free throw shooter. I'm not going to say. I think I was in the low 80s.
Wow.
Of the player.
Holy cow.
You may have to stat check that.
That's impressive.
Have a couple bad games, but I had a couple good games too. But anyway, you keep it all the same. You try to keep it all the same. So if all of a sudden, when things are different, when, you know, whoever's on the sideline, you know, this week or whatever it is, you start doing something different with your routine. You know, you don't do that. Basketball players don't do that. We don't do that. And so there'll be some things that feel different. There is no doubt. Like, you can't hide that. But, you know, our job is to, and my job and my message really this week is going to be keep yourself consistent. You win 14 games and you win the NFC East. You don't gather everybody up and go, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You know, you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what's worked. Let's go back to the, you know, let's go and get ourselves ready. Because then the preparation is what helps you, you know, put yourself in position to be able to win.
Yeah. All right, Sirianni yesterday with us. So let me say this.
Nick Zane, pretty sure he's not going to switch his quarterbacks up.
Say it again?
Nick Zane, pretty sure he's not going to switch his quarterbacks up.
No, I don't think he will. So I'll say, and it was a comprehensive answer in a lot of different parts. So I'll speak from my standpoint, and I'm guessing this may relate for most fans from a fan standpoint, in my opinion. The biggest difference, but John, I want to get your opinion as a player, because you were in a lot of games postseason, Raiders and Eagles. From my standpoint as a fan, the biggest difference, regular season to playoffs, is nerves. As a fan, nerves. It's the second quarter, my team's down 3 points, I'm freaking nervous. And I'm not using the word frick at that point.
As a player, I'm
okay?
Not.
So, John, what is for you, and you were in 5 different playoffs, I believe, Raiders and Eagles, and you won a lot and lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What for you is the biggest difference, regular season to the postseason?
The level of intensity. There is no lapse. There is no playoff. There is preparation wise, everything's ratcheted up. There's no breathing. There's no time to exhale. And when you're in the game, I love it. When you're in the game, it is so much better. It is so much faster. It is so much harder. It is a commitment to excellence, and you can see the team from the first play that made that commitment. I believe that, and I think the playoffs just brings the best out of the best, and it just filters, you know, everything else just sort of trickles away.
Reuben, does that resonate with you from a baseball standpoint?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you, every single pitch becomes, as a player,
Every single pitch is heightened. Everything is, and you're locked in. I don't think you change as a player. I think you just get a little bit more fired up. I feel like there's a little bit more intensity, but it's not nerves. It really isn't.
It's just better.
It's just
it's more
better.
Real.
You're so alive. You I mean you're so locked in. It's almost like your focus
the
is
thrill is heightened. It
yeah,
really is the dream you're living
correct.
Out. And it's more fun. It's
it
more
really is
exciting. It's more like there's more camaraderie. There's more of everything. And that's why you love it so much more. And I'm telling you, I felt like that. I felt like I always played my best when the stakes were highest, and I needed to feel. You know, like sometimes people will procrastinate just to put that extra pressure mm-hmm. on themselves. I knew that when the playoffs came that I was going to get that extra pressure. I was going to feel that, and it was going to motivate me in ways that I didn't even realize I could motivate myself prior to that postseason. It's just this magical thing. It comes over you, and you know you play your best. You feel the lift. You feel the extra adrenaline, that juice. You just ran through that guy, and you blew him up, and you felt nothing. The adrenaline is so much deeper.
I love it, man.
Totally,
I love everything you're saying.
That.
And
yeah,
I'm thinking,
awesome.
Ruben, from a baseball standpoint, the guy, and maybe more than anybody I've ever seen, maybe in Philly sports, that's the most consistently excellent in the postseason, maybe ever, is Zach Wheeler. He's never
terrific.
Let them, he's never, like even Foles, and I love Foles, love him. Like 2013, they lost the game. He played a great second half. He didn't play that good in the first half. I mean, Zach Wheeler has never had his foot not on the gas pedal in the playoffs.
Phenomenal. He and guys like Lenny Dykstra, red light
well, Lenny
players.
Lenny was unbelievable,
red
too.
Light players, Chase Utley, obviously, had, and Jason Wirth was really good.
Wirth was amazing.
These
yeah,
guys, I mean, they're people that just love this juice, man, and it's, and I mean, that's why we play. That was the reason why we played, was to play to win and to be champions.
That's awesome. All right.